Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. Unless you live completely off the grid or under a rock, you can't help but know that election season is upon us. I grew up to revere democracy, and when I turned 18, voting wasn't my option, it was my responsibility. And since Super Tuesday is right around the corner, I spent time over the weekend getting my early voting on. And I love voting at home, so I can do it open book test style. I read through all of the mailers I've received and through the official voter information guide to review the local, county, and state ballot initiatives, and I read the candidates' statements. And then I go online to look deeper into something I'm not sure that I quite understand well enough to have an opinion on just yet. Or because I'm equally as interested in the human side of these candidates, I might look through a local candidate's Instagram feed or read how they answer comments on their website. It's not as tedious as doing your taxes, but it's close and it's just as important. Super Tuesday refers to the Tuesday in a presidential election year when the largest number of states and territories hold a presidential preference primary or caucus. In 2020, Super Tuesday is on March 3rd. 15 jurisdictions and the Democrats abroad are holding a primary event on Super Tuesday. Now, with both California and Texas, the two most populous states in the United States, holding their primaries on Super Tuesday, approximately 40% of the U.S. population has a primary event on March 3rd. Every state except North Dakota requires citizens to register if they want to become voters. Depending on your state, the registration deadline could be as much as a month before an election. But there is still time to be registered for the general election taking place on November 3rd. Now, why am I telling you all of this? Not because I think things are the worst they've ever been. I don't believe that. I do believe, though, we've always lived in a divisive world with a class system. We just didn't have the nonstop news cycle before, main veining us with the doom, gloom, death, deceit, and destruction in the world. So it seems as though the moral and political divide in communities, states, and countries has reached a crescendo. And perception is reality, my friends, which makes it ever more important for you to step up and use your voice. Speak your truth and choose elected officials who you trust to use their voice for you. They are your megaphone. If you are a citizen of this country and you have a job and you pay taxes and you drive on roads and you use utilities and you utilize public spaces and services, it is your right and responsibility to participate in our democracy. When we stop sharing our voices, we lose representation. And you look up one day, and a reality TV star is president of the country, and a billionaire with equally questionable ethics is hoping to replace him in the Oval Office. Here's a fun fact of epic fuck you money proportion. As of January 31st, Bloomberg has spent $409 million on his campaign, more than any other presidential candidate. We are officially in crazy town, people, and we need to pause. Take a deep cleansing breath and recognize our collective power to get a handle on this shit show. It's so easy to get registered to vote. In most states, you can do it online or register to vote at the DMV when you're renewing your driver's license. And as your cannabis lifestyle guide, I encourage you to also know where your elected officials stand on cannabis policies and legalization. Headcount.org's Cannabis Voter Project makes it really easy to find out and take action. Check out cannabisvoter.info. You can register to vote there while finding out how your state officials are repping cannabis on your behalf. That's cannabisvoter.info. Headcount is a nonpartisan organization that uses the power of music to register voters and promote participation in democracy. The organization reaches young people and music fans where they already are to inform and empower them. They're at concerts, they're online, and Headcount stages voter registration drives at these concerts, and they run programs that translate the power of music and culture into real action. I myself am a Headcount alumnus. I traveled with the team on Jack Johnson's 2008 All at Once tour, registering music fans to vote during an election year. In December at the Emerald Cup, I ran into my buddy Andy Bernstein, Headcount's founding executive director, and I was pleasantly surprised to see they had formed the Cannabis Voter Project, sponsored by one of the biggest players in the California cannabis industry, Cannacraft. During a recent cannabis consult, I was asked for advice on good ways to get involved in helping advance the cannabis movement. Right now, the most timely thing you can do to affect change is to get people involved in our democracy. And volunteering with Headcount and the Cannabis Voter Project at events, concerts, and festivals is a fun and natural way to have a dialogue about your experience with cannabis. And definitely don't leave out why legalization is a good thing in your community and in our country. I'm going to include links in the Podcast 125 show notes to make it easy for you to get involved in politics and grassroots organizing right now and throughout the year leading up to the presidential election in November. Headcount works with hundreds of artists and festivals to register voters and raise social consciousness. The main responsibility of a Headcount volunteer is to approach people and ask, "Are you registered to vote at your current address?" And then you assist them as they complete a voter registration form, or you high-five those mofos if they're already registered to vote. You need to be outgoing, a good communicator, and a true believer in democracy. Volunteering is fun, but it definitely requires high energy and a can-do attitude. So if you're doing it right, you're working hard at being outgoing and conversational from the time the doors open to when the headlining act starts playing. And then you get to go listen to the music or explore the festival, and then you get back to it during the set breaks. In addition, you will participate in a training, plus you'll do the setup and takedown of the Headcount table, and all of that is easy peasy. And don't forget, through the cannabisvoter.info site, before the show, you can explore how the representatives in that area, or if you're in your own community, how your community reps have voted on all cannabis-related policy. That's going to give you the ammo to answer questions and speak intelligently about cannabis legalization, while also sharing your personal experience with cannabis medicine and sprinkling in your own personal anecdotes. And I can't tell you how good it feels to register voters and promote democracy. One of my fondest memories from the Jack Johnson tour was registering almost a dozen graduating seniors to vote in Detroit, Michigan. They were all so pumped, like waving their registration up in the air, and they wanted their picture taken with me. And I want you to have that experience of reminding people that they have a voice and it matters that they share it to make their mark and help shape what is to come. If that sounds interesting to you, there's no time like the present. All of you cannabis Sherpas and dispensary managers out there planning events in your community, I encourage you to reach out to Headcount and collaborate on a voter registration activation. And thank you, Cannacraft, for supporting their efforts to increase voter turnout. Check out cannabisvoter.info. Or, as always, I'll have the direct links you need at casuallybaked.com. I'm proud to say my early voting ballot is complete and dropped in the mail. If you have content requests or other canna curiosities, let me know. I'm exploring the cannabis culture around the world for me and you. Message me through the website at casuallybaked.com, or I'm at casuallybaked for you social butterflies who'd rather DM me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. If you get value out of the time we spend together, please support my efforts by becoming a podcast patron at patreon.com/casuallybaked. Another easy way to show love and appreciation for the work I do is to share this podcast with a friend or family member. So if you're picking up what I'm putting down, puff, puff, pass it on. And don't forget, your voice, your vote matters. We had a time together. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.